Turbo Mix.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made us dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. You need the words if you want to succeed and be prosperous. This set of instruction is not to cease being part of your conversation. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to carry out everything that's written in it, for then you'll prosper and be successful. Listen, the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to divided souls and speaks with joints and marrows. It judges the thought and the attitude of the heart. So if you want to have victory over principalities and powers of darkness and evil self, you need the words. God speaking in Proverbs, "My child, be attentive to my words, incline your ears to my saying. Let them not escape from your sight, keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing to all their flesh." Jesus speaking in John 6:63, "The word I've spoken to you are spirit and they are life." That is to say, if you need healings and life internal, you need the words. Do not merely listen to the words and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Do everything without grumbling and argument, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without faults in the warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as your whole family to the word of life. The Bible says in Psalms, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path." So if you need direction that won't lead to a catastrophic ending in your life, family, business, and even career, you need the words. How can a young man stay on the path of purity? It's by living according to the words. All scriptures is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So therefore, get rid of all moral fields and evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. Heaven and earth may pass away, Jesus said, "My word will forever remain." Everyone who hears this word of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Blessed are rather those who hears the word of God and obey it. So as a believer, as the son of God and a child of the Most High and a disciple of the cross, the word of God should be highly paramount in your life. You need the words.